Naptown, the city that always sleeps. Most people think nothing happens in this town that is halfway between nothing and nowhere, but they would be wrong. There is plenty that goes on in this town for those willing to look. Having gone through a quick onboarding before being sent off on their first investigation, the crew is now standing outside the Bryan Manor. The cold begins to seep in while they discuss their next move. They are about to learn what many have before them. Only questions come easy in the city that always sleeps.
Last time you guys met, you talked with you went and investigated the Bryan Manor, talked with Abraham, who is the best butler, a little bit of a sad boy. So you, having talked to Abraham, you gained a lot of valuable information. You are now all standing outside the Bryan Manor, having disappointed the butler by not taking him up on his tour of the fine countertops. Snow is beginning to fall as Mira begins to chew on Crispin's shirt. Very absentmindedly, like very like dead-eyed deer look. What do y'all do?
You know, she wasn't like this before she got on the motorcycle.
Do you mean to tell me before the deer got on the motorcycle, it didn't eat? Does your deer, hang on a second, does your deer need to eat?
She ate, but now with such a dead look in her eyes.
You have to feed the deer.
Yes?
I assumed it was a magical. Is that just a regular deer?
Yes.
So it's a magic deer that you still have to feed.
You're magic and you still have to eat.
I don't necessarily ascribe to the being magic. I'm just stronger than everyone else. I can't, like, summon bees or shoot lightning from my fingertips. I can just lift more, and I have a motorcycle that steals the souls of most things.
Deer! Steals the souls of deer!
I don't yet have enough evidence to assume that it steals the soul of a deer, but it's possible.
Can we go back a bit to eating? I think we should head to St. George's, the pub.
Why would we go there?
Oh yeah, wasn't that like on a note or something?
Was it?
Yes, it was. Some of his workers were going to be meeting there. He like pulls out the piece of paper.
It is a nice piece of paper that says, oh gosh, I'm not good at marketing, just so everyone knows. Like, let's start a union. Meet at St. George's.
Let's start a union.
Unions for idiots.
I'm just letting you know, like, there's a... not just because I dislike it, but there's multiple reasons that I did not go into, like, a graphic design career or a marketing career.
Well, all right. I'm sold on a plan of going to a pub. Now, how are we all going to get there?
Well, I usually call up some animals, but I don't know if you all want to do that.
He cuffs his hand to his mouth and goes, animals! Animals! That doesn't work. I don't know what you're thinking.
And Crispin starts whistling.
How big of animals usually come for Crispin?
He just gets enough to move.
Okay, so before...
just enough. It's like a bunch of rats that just fit under his feet like a hoverboard.
So when Clay starts yelling animals, Mira just like looks up.
I knew you'd be the one that would pick me, and he jumps on her back and rides away. Grand Theft Deer.
No!
I know. Clock. Riding away into the sunset is fun. Now, off to the pub. I'm assuming you know where it is, Magic Deer.
Anyway, the magic deer runs off with Clay. How the rest of you move it? What animals usually come for Crispin?
I am not getting on that motorcycle.
The motorcycle's not here.
Wait, did he ride it here?
No, I left it on the street.
Oh, just right.
Left it on the sidewalk, and if anyone tries to steal it, it steals their soul.
I asked Cody off of recording earlier today if his motorcycle just kind of like appears where he's at. He's like, oh no, I have to go find it again.
My idea is that I go back and there's just, like, at least two skeletons by it.
That's a little bit more than stealing souls.
Without the soul, the body burns. It's well known.
You're clomping on a deer way far away from here. So how big of animals did you say usually come? Because I thought it was like small woodland creatures. I thought you were Snow Whiting this, not summoning bears.
I could summon like a ton of birds or a goat.
It just gets more demented the longer you go with this.
Alright, so you start whistling. Oh, you're going to have to make a check to summon animals to teleport you somewhere. The reason Cody didn't have to make a check is because he jumped on the only animal present.
Pied Piper? Well, I don't know. I have a weakness tag of Horde of Beasts, but this seems like a positive in this case.
If you take the negative, I'll make it fun.
Am I supposed to do fate dice? No, I'm not. Gosh dang it.
It's just 2d6s.
Just 2d6s.
Are you applying your negative tag of Horde of Beasts?
Do you want me to?
It's whatever you want to. It's whether you want to or not.
I don't want to.
Okay. Why did you roll a 7?
No, with Pied Piper, I get a 10.
All right. So out of the forest, ambles.
More deer?
2 deer. And a big goat.
And a big goat.
I asked her what showed up, and she's like, a lot of birds or a goat. You got a 10, you get a goat, I guess.
I guess.
I think as these animals appear in front of you, a deer with clay on the back of it also comes back, and Clay goes, I don't know where we're going. I shouldn't have been the first to leave.
I'll take the deer.
Didn't we, like, take a trolley here or something? Like, how did we get here? Can't we just take that the way back?
Where's your sense of adventure?
You did take a trolley.
Nature knows the way.
Clay looks a little bit sad as he gets off the deer and gets on the goat, who I have to assume is not thrilled about that.
Why did you get off the deer? I thought you were just going to ride the deer.
Well, because she asked for her deer back.
Clay's our romance. Here for it.
Crispin hops on a deer.
It's a deer.
I guess I'll take whatever's left.
I'll hop on my deer, but make sure that Mira's not, like, dying after her run around with Clay.
Mira's fine.
Just, like, don't chew on my sweater, please.
Are we going to have Zach doing deer talk this whole time? Is that just, like, the game now? Just
that's why it's only a one-shot.
Zach, make deer talk.
So we head off to St. George's.
All right, you clop down the street. After some asking people, getting lost a couple of times, you're able to find St. George's. It is located near the industrial district of town, not too far from where the quarry is. Makes sense, because quarry workers were meeting here. The exterior has large glass windows. There's a hanging sign over it with a knight fighting a dragon. It's currently decorated with nice garland on the outside, like on the bottom of the windows. As you guys have walked over here, it started to get colder. It's night, it's snowing. The cold is seeping in this Midwestern winter night. But as you step into the building, you feel warmth permeate you. It feels nice. You smell cinnamon, oranges, and cloves. In an overpowering way that almost makes it feel like Christmas is something tangible here. Although the sides of the room are wood paneling, it looks very standard, standard pub-like. Caitlin's favorite descriptions. It looks like how you'd imagine a pub to be.
You're the worst.
But everything's made out of wood. Weirdly enough, even the cups and mugs, and I guess technically glasses, are made out of wood.
Crispin digs this.
On all the sides of the walls are booths. There are tables in the center. There are a few people here and there, and a woman behind the bar. As you look up at, like, the menu board, everything says, like, different types of eggnog. It is very clearly alcohol. Like, it's like, oh, it's in a code where it's like, eggnog with whiskey minus eggnog.
Gotcha.
I think Clay would saunter up to the bar and lean on it in a way that he considers to be rakish and go, I'll have 2 steaks and a large root beer and a potato.
I can get you the root beer and a potato?
You don't have steaks, but do you have any kind of large slabs of meat or Maybe things on a shank or, I don't know, large tins of beans?
I mean, we're a pub? We're mostly here for the eggnog.
I'll have eggs.
Crispin,
I think you should handle this.
Whatever your party spread is, we'll have that.
Sure, I will go get the party spread.
Thank you.
At some point, can you call yourself a pub if all you serve is various kinds of egg-based drinks?
I don't think they need to put a definition on it, really.
And I mean, and look at the board. It's all served in math equations. I can't do any of that. Seems unfair. This must be a college bar. I've heard of them.
It seems whimsical. I should write a song about it.
Don't worry. You can just let the college girl do the math. It's pretty easy to figure out.
I just want you to know I was trying to work out a Humpty Dumpty joke for what you just said, and it didn't come to me, but that's what was in my heart. Because that would be a song about eggs, and I think the metaphor might have run too deep at that point.
I'll work on it. That's a great idea.
All right, she comes back with, like, some, like, a deli tray and some cheeses, I guess.
I guess.
What about the eggs?
There's a large pile of olives. Because they have those for drinks, and she's like, we don't really serve a ton of food here.
Yeah, Clay's just eating those. There's audible crunches as he chews up the bits. Crispy. I like the texture.
Was there anything on the flyer that was like a time or someone to look for or anything along those lines?
I believe there was a time.
There was a time. It was not today.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, okay. Let's pull back the curtain for a second. There's stuff to find out here. I did not just let you guys go to some place where there's nothing to do.
Can we wait? Can I hit T to wait, like, 24 hours? Just stand there, just T-posing for 24 hours?
The bartender will kick you out. She wants to go home at some point tonight.
We would want another snack platter to go.
She gives you a very deadpan, like, you know, like, just glares at you.
No, I was kidding.
Is there anything more normal I can get you, like, off of the menu? And she, like, points at it, like something off of there, not just something you're making up that you think we should have, like steaks.
Well, okay, first of all, I'm shocked that you don't have something to pair with that wonderful list of drinks that you have. But also, yes, I will take an eggnog with whiskey minus the eggnog.
I don't think you can subtract letters.
You know, I think she can make that work.
She
I've heard
gets
it's
it.
Called algebra.
She
I will
pours
have
a glass of whiskey and plunks it down in front of
Gladys.
I'll have the eggnog plus gin minus eggnog, please.
Yeah, see, he gets it.
You guys are starting to get it? This is good. Also, you guys can just say the middle thing. I get the whole eggnog thing. I don't know why we do it. I think it's for the holidays. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
You mean it's not for, like, the fact that it's still kind of... Is it still illegal?
Yes, it's fair. It's still illegal.
Yeah, it's still illegal. I get it. You can be cagey.
We have whiskey literally on the board. I don't think we're really caring.
How have you not been arrested yet?
There's a guy who runs a tree gang that supplies us. I think we're safe.
That's reassuring.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Does your supply of eggs come from tree people?
Yes. They're from wood hens.
Well, you learn something new every day.
All right, she pours the gin and tonic, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
She makes it your gin drink. I know the alcohols. One alcohol, please.
You know, just get my friend Clay here. I think he'll have a water.
Well, I got him a root beer.
I ordered a root beer. They have the root beer.
Here's your root beer.
Well, thank you.
Sorry, we don't actually have root beer. Sarsaparilla, fine.
Yes.
And you with the literal deer?
That's not a literal deer. It's a magical deer. I think it's a living metaphor.
Well, could the living metaphor live outside of the pub?
I swear she won't do any harm. Can't she just stay and get some, you know, warm up from the cold?
Ah! Technically, also, I don't believe she's alive anymore.
She's still alive? You just stole her soul!
I did not do that. The motorcycle did, maybe.
It's your motorcycle!
Just all having a little fun. You know, us.
How many pubs have you guys been to tonight?
We don't have to answer that, do we?
No, that is true, but enjoy your drinks, because I don't think I'm giving you guys any more.
Well, actually...
Wait, I want a whiskey!
We were...
Get the deer out of the pub, and then we'll talk about your whiskey.
Hang on a second. If the deer's not touching the pub, does the deer count as no longer being in the pub?
Not how this works.
Because Clay's already lifting the deer up.
Can I at least get a bowl of water for her to put her outside?
Oh, my... No! No, I don't want any part of this deer.
I actually...
Living metaphor or just living?
Had a question.
Oh, it better be about alcohol and getting this deer out of this bubble.
Oh, it's not about alcohol. Is that okay?
Sure. Sure. Otherwise, what's your question?
I have a lot of songs about disappointment I could sing. If you weren't gonna... Okay, I have my question, though. I think we maybe have the wrong day, but I heard there was a union meeting here. Is that...
That was last week, yes.
Oh, last week. Oh, well, shoot.
You should go talk to the woman over there in the corner. She was there, and you should leave me alone and get the deer out of my pub.
Is she... Do we actually want to talk to her, or are you just pawning us off?
Why not both?
Okay. See you later.
God, I hope not.
Clay takes the platter of, like, olives and peanuts and cheese with him as he still has the deer under one arm. Toddles his way over to the lady.
Would you like some cheese?
No. Can I help you?
Clay just sets the plate down.
Well, sure. Yeah, Crispin slides into the booth.
Zara follows over.
I'm told you can tell us about the union meeting last week. We got our dates way mixed up. Thought it was today. It's not.
So, to start this off, you walk over, and this woman has dark hair. She's wearing blue coveralls and a white undershirt. She has gloves on, a more tan complexion, and she is nursing a beer.
I thought you were going to say nursing baby, and I got so excited.
No, she is.
I really just had, like, an image of her, like, sticking a mug on her boob, though. Because I'm an idiot.
You get more like Clay every day.
Do you guys work at the quarry? Are you new?
Yes.
I have, at a time in my life, worked as a quarryman at a time. I cut stones in a quarry for a bit.
Clay is an impressive laborer. You should see him.
That's true. I can carry big rocks. It's basically all I can do.
I am not in charge of hiring anyone.
Are you in charge of joining the union?
Well, the union is dead.
Oh.
Well, I guess you're no longer a suspect.
Of what?
Nothing, apparently. Go ahead, the union's dead.
Mr. Brine killed it. He fired the guy who was heading it up and branded him anti-American? So none of us really want to deal with that.
What happened to him?
I mean, I haven't seen him since he was fired, like, 3 days ago.
I'm going to assume he murdered a rich guy, as I'm going to guess what happened.
Wait, is Mr. Brine dead?
Totally. Yeah, very dead.
Ah, good.
Saw his body and everything. Wait, did we see his body? Did they just leave it there for us, or did they take it away?
There was no body there.
There was no body. We haven't seen the body yet. Might be a good idea at some point.
He is definitely dead, though.
Super dead. Very dead man.
While this is going on, everyone's talking, I want to do my mental talk to whatever that is, to Mira, to see if she smells the smelly smell, human scent signature thing that we... I am not talking loud enough. The human scenty thing that we smelled earlier.
When we were in the bedroom, yeah.
Yes, when we were in the bedroom.
She does not.
Okay.
Good news, she doesn't smell like an old man's bed sheets.
Ode Brine.
Boo.
Now hang on, I got an idea. I need to talk to my associates for a moment. I'm sorry to cut you out of this conversation. Wait, what are you? Like, are you like a... Do you just work in the quarry, or are you like a leader of some sort, or... You know what I mean? Like...
I just work in the quarry.
Do you hold a significant amount of, like, political or social sway within the quarry workers?
What?
Crispin also just looks at Clay, because this is, like, the most intelligent sentence he's heard him say.
That's a problematic thing about what I just said. Are you a head person of any sort, or would you rank yourself lower on the totem pole?
I'm lower on the totem pole, but I think people like me.
All right. Probably we could have this conversation in front of you. It's all right. So here's what I'm thinking, gang. Why don't we reform the union and see if anyone tries to murder us?
What?
I want it to be known that Zara was looking at Clay with, like, a newfound interest up until he said the point where, let's see if someone murders us. And then she's kind of like, nope, maybe not.
Look, all I'm saying is I don't like walking, and we could make the investigation come to us if we just, wait a second, nope, that doesn't work because he was killed.
You got it.
The guy that ended the union was killed, not the other way around.
You got there. Yep, you got there. I knew you could do it.
Is the guy that tried to start the union dead, or is he just fine? Like, could we go to his house? Do you have his address? Are you guys, like, buddy-buddy or something?
I mean, I don't know where he lives, but I could tell you his name.
I'd love to know his name.
His name is Martin Cooper.
Does he, like, hang out anywhere specific, or...
I haven't seen him since he got fired, but he was not happy. I mean, it is the holidays, and he just got fired.
Who would be? Yeah. I guess we could look for rum-soaked gutters or something like that, I guess.
I mean, he has a house, I think.
Do you know where it is?
You can ask the bartender lady for a phone book, I guess? Like,
oh, Lord, I think we might be out. Hang on a second. I turn around, deer still in arm. Excuse me, Miss Bartender Lady, do you have a phone book?
No. No. Don't talk to me. The deer's still in here. I'm not happy about it. I will answer your questions when the deer is gone.
I don't think you want me to throw the deer out and then ask you a question. He's just going to start running around and causing a whole ruckus.
I don't care if he's causing a ruckus, not in this pub.
So anyways, like I said, I think we're out of goodwill with the bartender getting a phone book.
Come on, Clay, let's go. Let's go take Mira outside, and we can tie her up outside, and so then maybe we can get some answers here. And I just kind of start herding Clay out as he's carrying my deer. Be gentle with her, though!
Clay just stands outside with the deer in the snow, like, just not moving at all, just slowly snow piling on him.
Statue.
He just stands there.
The look of betrayal.
No, he looks really happy, like Clay does anyways. He's just kind of like passively smiling.
So about that phone book?
She slams a phone book on the table.
Thank you.
Thank you for removing the deer after 10 minutes.
I'll be sure to immortalize you in song.
Please don't. Please, actually, you want to know how you can immortalize me? Never come back.
Oh. You don't want to hear the song that I write?
I don't want you to write a song.
I can't stop inspiration.
Cool. Does that work on all the other women?
Oh, is that a line I should use?
No.
I guess. I guess I could try.
Just take the phone book and go, please. Please. My shift's over in
Thank you.
4 hours. I still have to be here another 4 hours.
I take the phone book.
You see her pouring herself a drink.
She's earned it.
All right, Zara leads Clay back in to leave Mira outside tied up.
Mira is very upset that you're tying her up.
We look up Martin Cooper in the phone book. Do we find an address?
Yes.
Okay. We write it down.
With what? I'm just kidding. You can write it down.
blood.
Just rip the page out of the phone book.
You rip the page out. Come on! Is there anything else I can help you guys with? You guys seem be on to something, I guess. Investigating a murder? Honestly, if I'm left out of a murder investigation, I'm actually kind of cool with that. Like, who would really be into, like, finding the details of, like, true crimes that have happened?
Well, we are, for starters. Gang, do we have any other questions?
I feel like I should.
We don't have a way to, like, just double check if someone is a rift, do we?
Well, you can go back and talk to the order.
I don't think it's worth it. I was just like, if we had like a dog tag type situation to just be like rift or not a rift and move on.
Yeah, don't we all have like a spidey sense for that? Or no?
It's not hard to figure out when people are in person. Like, if you guys do weird magic powers and they seem to notice what you're doing, it means they're a rift. But, you know, like, by hearing a name, you can't just be like,
oh, they're sure, a rift. Yeah.
Which is something that Seamus could do.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I thought that's something we probably could have done with the butler and maybe something we could have done with her just to, like, you know, check all our boxes. But, so are we moving on to... this new union guy's house.
Yeah, I don't really want to stay here anymore because Mira has to be left out in the cold, so I'm good to go.
You look over at the front window and you see Mira just having her face completely pressed on it. Yeah, like looking at you, Zara. She's giving you a death glare, just like, I can't believe you've left me out here in the cold.
Gladys, looks back at, we didn't get her name, did we? Our informant. She looks back at our informant and, she says, enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna roll with food and drink and the need to relax and like give whatever she's drinking a little pep.
All right.
That's a 10.
Her beer, which is like, you know, a third gone, refills, and it looks nicer. Like, the alcohol here isn't bad, but it was not spectacular by any stretch. And now you can tell it's like, this is going to be some good beer now.
It definitely has like a lime or something in it now.
Yes. It's like fizzing at the bottom.
Can I, this is a little bit weird.
Shocker.
This is like a quick aside. It's just a question I want to know the answer to. Can I really quickly ride back to the Brine Manor and ask the butler something? I know this is kind of weird, but I swear it's legit.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so while you guys were all having this conversation, Clay got on a goat and rode at breakneck speed back to the Brine Manor and is currently pounding on the door.
Yes, hello. You see the butler now dressed in, like, Ebenezer Scrooge-like nightgown, you know, nightgown, the cap. He's got a candle.
Are you back for the tour of the countertops? Come, come, I knew you couldn't resist.
Yeah, no, it's not about the countertops. No, it's not about the countertops. This is real quick, just a real quick thing.
Shh, lad, you don't need to hide your enthusiasm. Come, let us look together.
Clay just picks him up off the ground and looks him dead in the eyes and goes, who owns you now? And what I mean by that is, who are you employed by at the moment?
He's like trembling. I think I'm unemployed. They just haven't kicked me out yet.
Well, no, that's my point, is who's they? Who owns the house now that the old dude's dead?
His niece, Harper.
His niece? What's her name?
Harper McKenna.
Did I already know? We already knew that, didn't we?
I told you this before.
I didn't bother to ask Harper about it. Does she also own the quarry?
He's like shriveling up and like wax is dropping on the floor. Like the candle's barely holding into this thing.
Calm down. It's going to be fine. Does she own the quarry too?
I think I didn't read the will. All
right, great. And he just drops him and leaves.
Oh my God.
He like closes the door slowly.
His heart attack is gonna be on your hands, Clay.
So back at the bar, I think that, you know, you see Clay like power sliding through the snow on a goat back to you guys and goes, guys, I figured it out. I know what happened.
You slide into place right as we're going, where did Clay go?
Guys, I solved the mystery. Don't worry. I got it.
What'd you get?
Yeah?
The old dude had a niece. Her name was, I think Natasha. I think it was Natasha.
Harper.
Harper. Her name was Harper.
Information.
You have to run back. He has to run back and intimidate the butler again.
So here's the point. Harper, I think, was having an affair with the union guy. And then they conspired to murder her uncle so she could take over the quarry. Whoa. And they could start a union together. That's what happened.
Why do you think they were having an affair?
I don't know. I don't.
Because then they could do two unions, a marriage and a workplace.
Well, there you go. Because they could do two unions. Thank you, God.
Thanks.
You know what? I think Clay's right. My gut tells me he's right.
So that's a first. If Clay's right.
I should have asked the butler what kind of car she drives. Hang on.
No, wait, don't.
1000% I wish this was the plot now, just so Clay would be right, you know?
Am I not? I'm totally right. You don't have to change it just because I guessed it in the first 2 seconds.
Okay, so wait, are we going to see this union guy, or are we going to go see the niece?
They're going to live in the same place. They're in cahoots.
Okay, we've got the address for, was it Cooper's the union leader? I guess let's go there first, because we have the address.
Wait, before we leave, do we want to look up the address for Harper in the phone book?
No, that's a good idea, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Probably one of you guys should do it. I don't think the bartender likes me.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah, Gladys goes up. Hey, can I borrow your phone book one more time?
She just hands it to you wordlessly.
Okay. Can I find Harper's address?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I find it. I write it down. Push it back to the bartender. May all your drinks taste amazing. And if you want me to roll, I will, but I'm going to do my...
You can do that. You can just do it.
Make your stuff taste really good.
Okay.
Oh, also, all of a sudden, there's like enough stuff for good charcuterie boards in the back of the bar.
As you're leaving, like,
Gladys feeding the 5,000 over here.
As you guys like push the door, like as it starts to close, you hear her go, "What the?" Ching! That was the door bell closing.
Okay, I've got her address. Gladys takes the two addresses, switches them up in her hands, and holds them out to Crispin. Pick an address.
I choose this one. He grabs the one on his left.
You guys gotta tell me which one this is.
She's gonna roll.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that's Harper's.
All right.
Okay, I guess we're gonna go see the niece.
Are you guys riding animals? You taking a trolley?
Well, I mean, if there's an option to ride animals, obviously Clay's riding a goat.
I mean, yeah, it's a one shot. Why are we doing anything other than riding animals?
All right, you all hop back on the deers.
Our trusty steeds.
And a goat, and clomp
la,
off.
La, 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 la.
So you guys make it back to the nicer part of town. You find a modest mansion. So less good than both the Brine Manor and the Cameron Manor. It's a smaller manor.
It's a starter mansion. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. it looks like someone who's doing well off, but not like, you know, it's not like old money.
They're
like
up and coming.
Yeah.
It's below Scrooge McDuck. I get it.
Snow covers the drive. It doesn't give you... When you step on the property here, it's not weird and suppressing of your magic. It feels like it blends in with the rest of the area. It feels like the town accepts the city. The magic part of the city accepts this part of the town as well.
Is there maybe, like, a really nice car in the driveway and then, like, a really crappy car in the driveway?
No. There's a nice car in the driveway, I'll say.
Is it decorated for Christmas?
It is. There is a wreath. There are some nice trees out with, like, candles in them. The candles are out because it is, like, kind of, like, getting later in the night. It's, like, probably, like, 9:30-ish at this point. So, like, it would have, like, candles for lighting it, but they're all put out because, you know, they don't want to burn the tree down.
Clay, I think you're, I think we've got one point in there not having... an affair.
Look, you don't know that. Maybe he doesn't own a car and he walked here. Or maybe they're at her, his place. Her place, his place. His place. Maybe they're at his place.
Or maybe they're just not together right now. Just because they're in a fair doesn't mean they're with each other 24/7.
Also very true, you know? Distance makes the heart grow longer or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. I guess we go up to our door and we knock. Unless anyone needs to do some investigation before that.
I got nothing to do. Let's knock on the door.
Does anyone want to do any investigation?
Can I check for the smelly smell? If it's been in the area?
The answer is no, but that does not mean it hasn't been here ever. Like
I think you might want to wait until we are around a person.
Yes.
And not just a location.
I mean, it makes sense, but maybe there was someone lurking in the shadows. I don't know.
That's fair.
You're in an outdoor location on a snowy night. Smells aren't what snowy nights are known for.
Didn't hurt to check.
All right, so you knock on the door. You have to wait a while. And then a woman opens after some time, the door opens, and you see a woman with short, curly brown hair. She's in a nice black dress. She has a pearl necklace on. She's like, "Hello, may I help you?"
Hi, are you Harper?
Yes, I am Harper.
It's nice to meet you, Miss McKenna. We're helping out the police with the investigation concerning your uncle.
Yes, that is a terrible thing that happened. God rest his soul.
Does she say it like that?
She does. Okay, you're all giving me that look. My uncle was kind of a dick, and nobody really liked him. So it's hard for me to be really sad.
Wow.
Hang on one second for me, just one moment. I need to discuss with my associates. I think she murdered her uncle. Because she does not care even a little bit that he's dead and is just volunteering that information to strangers that knocked on her door. Anyways, back to you.
The nicest.
Tell us more about how much you hated your uncle. Would you say that you were passionate in that hate?
I haven't talked to him in a few years, so no.
Have you non-verbally communicated with him in, like, yesterday? With maybe, like, a cleaver or a hammer?
No, I have not seen. I saw my uncle at the Cameron Christmas party. We did not talk. I did not talk with him. I did not do anything with or to him. Because, you know, he was just kind of mean. The nicest thing he's called me in years is a floozy.
So you saw him at the Cameron Christmas party this year?
Yes. 2 days ago. Yesterday.
Yesterday. Gotcha.
That was her not forgetting. That was Zach remembering timelines.
No, you're good. So did he just seem like normal yesterday? That got me doing it.
Yes. As much as I saw him, like, he didn't seem like he was going to have a heart attack or anything. He seemed mean and bitter and was hanging out, like, with all his cigar-smoking friends, I guess. I don't know if he had friends. He seemed kind of terrible.
I got a couple of questions for you in terms of logistics and in inheritance. So you inherited a quarry as well as a large mansion.
And probably his other factories.
Correct. Now, you got an old butler who's technically working for you. Are you gonna fire him, or is he just going to keep on living like some kind of spectral ghost in an empty manor house? Or what's the... He's concerned. That's why I ask.
Well, I have not thought about what to do with Abraham yet. It's been... Technically, I haven't inherited anything yet. Like, the will hasn't been read. My uncle isn't even in the ground, so...
I'm just curious, what kind of, like, vibes do you get off Abraham?
I mean, he was around my entire childhood. He's, like, a nice guy. I like him.
Doesn't seem like a stone-cold killer is what you're saying.
He seems a little sad, you know. Have you guys met him?
Yeah.
Did he give you that sad butler story?
No. Oh, is it not? Is he, like, not a sad butler?
Oh, he is. He is, but it's just like, we keep telling him, Abe, you can't tell people your sad butler story and then expect them to want to look at the countertops.
That's true.
Oh, so you just don't want him to share his feelings at all?
No, it's just, you can't dive into the deep end first time you meet someone.
That's true. You should bury it down deep and never talk about it. I agree.
That seems...
I'm well balanced. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of a gentleman named, oh no, why did I speak? Chris Ben.
Martin Cooper.
Cooper. Yeah, his name's Cooper. Like, maybe heard of him biblically, if you know what I mean.
No, what do you mean?
Well, have you heard of him at all? Let's start with that.
I have not heard of a Martin Cooper, no.
No, I'm here for Clay explaining the birds and the beasts of Harper McKenna.
Who is a married woman.
Oh.
Presumably.
Is she?
I mean, you haven't asked.
Oh, because she doesn't have the last name of...
Are you married by any chance? Not that I'm in the market. You're not really my type in that... Well, don't worry about it. Anyways.
I am, yes.
Forget what I was asking about biblically knowing Cooper.
That doesn't exclude it, but... She could still be having an affair.
That's a good point. Can I meet your husband?
I'm right here.
What's your husband's name?
Edward.
Is he, like, around or in the picture?
Fine. Oh, do you want me to go get my husband?
No, it's fine.
Not, like, in a sexist way. I was just, you know.
Oh, dainty woman can't handle answering the questions from the weird... people and the deer that are at my house.
Actually, so you don't know anything about Martin Cooper?
I do not.
Do you know anything about a union meeting? Or have you kept tabs on your uncle's business at all?
I have not. Because he is kind of a jerk, as we went over, and I haven't talked to him in years.
Right, I know you haven't talked to him, but I was just wondering if...
He was very hands-on with his businesses, like, not a lot of lateral movement, a lot of underpaying people, and hoping for the best.
What is your business?
That's what I was about to ask.
Are you in business?
Oh, sorry, I gotta make up something. Sorry, I did not think of this question. My husband works some of the other metal refineries in the area, or owns them, rather, not works them. So... We were a competitor of sorts with my uncle, but that's because he was a jerk and wasn't nice to me or my husband, so, you know.
Where was your husband last night, like, around the time that your uncle was murdered?
I mean, you're not going to believe me if I say here with me.
No, I mean, it's better than saying unknown, missing from bed for no reason. You know, that's better than that.
Actually, no, we were at the Cameron Christmas party till late, actually.
Well, that's fantastic. That means I can, you know, there's going to be corroboration and all that.
You should go talk to Faye Cameron. She would love to meet you. And she can collaborate that me and my husband were there till late.
Did you ever live with your uncle?
When I was younger, yes. Not, like, for large extents of my childhood, but there were, like, summers where we'd be there before we moved to the city.
Had you noticed anything odd about your uncle? Just maybe even an off feeling when you saw him?
I mean, other than him being, like, the worst person I know? Not really.
So it seems like a lot of people don't like your uncle, but do you know if anybody would be angry at him enough to want to kill him?
Make a roll.
Okay.
Like, not that she's hiding something, but I'm kind of just doing this for, like, if she remembers something is how I'm treating this.
You're good. I'm going to roll with suggestion and bad judgment.
Yes. Okay.
That's a 10.
Now that you mention it, I do think there was some stuff going around at the party yesterday where he was bragging about firing, like, a union leader and branding him as, like, anti-American and greedy, which is pretty ripe coming from him, you know, because he was greedy. He was a very greedy man. Like,
yeah. No, I gotcha.
I assumed it's because he was a communist.
Is that newfangled thing in Russia?
I don't think Clay would know the answer to that, honestly.
I've never been to that planet. Is that next to Pluto?
No, don't worry. I've got a song for memorizing the planets.
Really? I'd love to hear that right now.
I don't think we have time for that.
Oh, no, please.
It's getting late, and it's inappropriate for us to be calling at such a late hour. You shouldn't have even answered the door. I mean, it tastes a scandal, and we can't have that. Anyways.
Well, I mean, it is Christmas season. If you were to sing a Christmas carol, you know, that would be less scandalous, so why don't you make it less scandalous by singing to me your song about remembering the planets?
Do we need to ask her anything else, or can we just, like, leave?
We
can just leave, right?
Can I check? Do I smell the signature scent on Harper?
You do not.
Okay.
Should you sniff her husband, too? Would it be a good idea to sniff her husband?
Sure.
That's a good point. Can we smell your husband real quick? Just a quick cursory sniffing.
She closes the door.
Well,
you hear it lock.
Oh, you got us out of singing. That was pretty good.
Oh, don't worry, Gladys. There's always opportunities for song.
And smelling.
And that's where we're going to end.
Hey, Wanderers. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Naptown Chronicles. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check out the Wandering Gamer Network website. We also post Let's Plays that we do on YouTube under the channel Wandering Gamer Network. On Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at the WGN Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. The intro and outro music was composed by Caitlin Balgman, who voices Faye in this podcast. All of the music is openly licensed or in the public domain. Now, sleeper, it is time to rest. And remember, it is the gods who envy us.